This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Hardcore Country Mickey James, and you are listening to Wrestling POV Podcast.
What's going on, folks? Welcome to another edition of Wrestling POV with your boy Tony Diaz, Clay Cummings, and Elio Canella.
What up? What up?
I was late to the show, and the Dean really got on my.
I told you, you know what? I'm growing impatient with your tardiness. There's a dunce cap in the corner.
I got kids, damn it. I got kids.
You're off with a warning this time.
No. How many warnings do we get?
Good Lord.
You get the usual three strikes.
Oh, okay.
Elio was saying he wanted you to wear a dunce cap for the rest of the show.
I mean, a big one for my old head.
you were anxious to hear about this email that Tony has. And we're here waiting for you. I want to know. Inquiry minds want to know.
I've been dying because then Tony's telling us on email, oh, well, I can't tell the show until Thursday. I'm like, what the? Tony? Tony, you can't do that shit.
Yep. Sorry.
Damn. Well, it's Thursday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm going to tease it just a little bit more because basically... Clay, you sent us this, and I thought it was actually pretty funny. And who knows, maybe Josh will think that it's me that's singing it this time. So this is a parody of CM Punk's song, Cult of Personality.
In my eyes, what do we see? A man that's finally happy. I left the chance show, missed the big leagues. Tony was such a man, baby. Oh, I'm a man that's finally happy. He feared for his life because of me. I'm a man that's finally happy. A man that's finally happy. A man that's finally happy. No more jokes. I am home when Jack Perry speaks. My ears will bleed. Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
See, I love that more than the Edge one. Honestly, that's too good. I heard that today and I died laughing to it. So I was like, oh, this has got to be played on the show. This is too good.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus. That's too funny, though. That is funny. All right, so now on to the email. So basically, everybody knows that Ruby Soho is a huge fan of the show. And we exchanged emails because, I might dabble back into wrestling. So I told her that, if by chance, I didn't ask for her number because that's not what you do. And, but we exchanged emails. So then I received an email, and it said, it was weird, it said AEW something something, and there was a bunch of letters. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? So it was actually a video from Prince Nana, okay?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And this was interesting. So here's the video that he sent basically to us. So check it out and listen.
Hey, I'm only doing this promo because my great friend Ruby Soho told me to do it. Hey, make sure you guys tune in to the Wrestling POV Podcast, all right? These guys have everything you need to know about the world of professional wrestling. And I'm talking about Tony Diaz, Clay, and my boy Leo. Hey. Make sure you tune in once again to the Wrestling POV Podcast with my boy Tony Diaz, Clay and Leo, and trust me, those guys know how to swerve when you drive, and you swerve when you drive. Hey, tune in, my friends.
Oh my God!
Oh. Wow. He's a prince. If he calls me Leo, I'm like, there you go. That was awesome.
That was. Oh my God!
Wow!
I love it. Oh. That was awesome.
So, I mean, it was just ironic, wasn't it? Ruby Soho's out there promoting our show for us. Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you, Ruby.
But here's the thing now. We can't say shit about Prince Nana no more.
I never did. I liked the guy.
I did.
You guys are the ones that are going after his dance.
I didn't say nothing. We don't.
All of a sudden, everybody didn't say nothing. Just put the blame all on me.
Leo didn't say anything. Elio said it.
Like, I laughed so hard.
See, I don't know that person then.
Well, I was laughing so hard. I kept calling you Leo. I'm like, Leo? And then I kind of got, you know, Leo.
Close enough.
So he was like, yeah, I just call him Leo.
There you go.
But yeah, there you go. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Hey, get some more people, Ruby.
Yes.
And since you're pregnant, I got to ask you a question. Is it mine? I mean, no.
Whoa.
But yeah, since you're pregnant right now, get some more people.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, I know we got the backlash review to talk about. There's a lot of things that we got to cover today. But I wanted to throw some other shit in there, because I didn't want to really talk about it during this week in wrestling, because I wanted to stick with, you know, covering Raw, NXT, SmackDown, and AEW. But this is about Mercedes Moné. Now, I've been getting so pissed off lately because of the simple fact that this woman hasn't done shit since she's arrived at AEW. She's acting like she needs to be treated like a fucking queen. Mm-hmm. And then Tony Khan, it's making Tony Khan look more of an ass than anything. Why? Because we talked about this before. We said that, okay, you have these ranking systems. You have this wins loss. How does she get a fucking title shot without even wrestling a damn match? And she ain't going to wrestle until Double or Nothing.
Exactly. That's the sad thing.
You know what I'm saying?
It really is. You're paying this woman $10 million a year.
So that's her first official match?
Yes.
Yes.
You wait this long for your first match? What?
I mean, what is Tony Khan afraid that she's going to get hurt beforehand?
Probably.
You know, and I don't want to say bad on her, but I do, because every time she is in the main title picture, when she was in WWE, when she was in New Japan, and now in AEW, she's going to get hurt. I don't want that to happen, but it's like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Right.
That's, I don't know. That's just my take on it.
Yeah. I mean, her promos ain't that. She looks like the type of person that wants to be famous and is doing anything that she can, even though she can't do it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I mean,
it does.
So I was listening to 83 Weeks. 83 Weeks is a podcast with Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. Conrad, I don't really care for. It's like, okay, you've been discussing wrestling just as long as everybody else that's on this panel right now. So, you know, but he acts like he's in the know and it's stupid. But Eric Bischoff, though, I do pay attention to. I tend to adhere to what he says and over, and rethink things if I disagree with what he was saying, but he's always good with explaining. So now he was talking about the whole, you know, Mercedes Moné promos that she's been cutting. And he basically said, stop giving her a live mic. So this is what he had to say.
All right, listen, I'm never critical about current stuff, but what the fuck are they doing with Mercedes Moné?
That, and I was going to be my next point, Conrad. I guarantee you give me 5 minutes with Swerve Strickland. You give me a fucking iPhone and a flashlight, and I will produce an interview out of Swerve Strickland. I've never talked to the man, more or less know what he's capable of delivering. But I swear to God, I know I'm right. You give me a fucking iPhone and a flashlight, and I'll produce a segment with Swerve Strickland that would have blown Mercedes out of the building. She was fucking horrible. Horrible.
I think they hired her for her wrestling ability. We've yet to see her do that. But her promos, that I know, I never met Jen, and I know you're a big fan of Miss Peppermint, and I'm not being critical. But I will say, it sounds like she's doing WWE promos every time. And I know that's where she cut her teeth and blah, 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 but it's her stuff stands out apart from everyone else, and I'm not sure that it's in the way they hope right now. I can't put my finger on, is she a heel? Is she a baby face? Calling yourself the CEO and dancing around feels kind of heelish, but I think they want people to chant and cheer. I'm sort of lost on the whole thing, and it feels like we've seen the same thing over and over and over so far.
Well, again, it's okay. You're pointing to Jen Pepperman. I'm going to defend her. And you point out, boy, this feels like a WWE video. Well, she's a WWE fucking talent, Mercedes. So yeah, imagine that. Of course it is. And by the way, if AEW could get like within the same zip code of the quality of WWE promos. And by the way, I am not a huge fan of a lot of the promos and a lot of the backstage interviews and all that shit. I am not a fan of it. I think at best it's adequate, even in WWE. So for all of you who don't think I ever want to criticize WWE, I consistently point out that the interviews and the promos, not 100% of the time, but too often, are just a waste of time. They're not horrible, but they don't accomplish anything. And it's a little bit of a death by a thousand cuts when you keep seeing talent on camera that are put into positions where they just can't possibly excel, either because of the nature of the shot or the interview or the writing in some cases, or just the fact that it's filler material and everybody knows it, they tune out of it, consciously or subconsciously. That's usually the mark that's kind of like the standard mark. And then every once in a while, you get some stuff. Usually it happens out in the ring in front of people where it should, where you get that highly charged emotional kind of roller coaster promo. WWE is phenomenal at that. But a lot of the stuff they do is adequate at best, and I don't even know why they do it. It's a waste of fucking time. But if AEW could rise, I mean, work their asses off and work, do everything that they could to achieve the adequate level of promo ability in WWE, they'd be light years ahead of where they are now. And that's got nothing to do with the writing. The talent, there's so many talent out there, like Mercedes. And I don't dislike Mercedes. She's a phenomenal wrestler. She's a phenomenal performer in the ring. She's had an incredible run. She's hugely successful, and I respect the hell out of her for what she's accomplished. That doesn't mean she's capable of holding a mic for more than 30 seconds. She's just not. She wasn't in WWE, but guess what? They knew that, and they worked around that because you can if you're smart.
Do you guys agree with him?
110% with everything that man said.
Yeah.
I mean, from point A to point B, like point B and on, it's true. What Mercedes says on a promo is not the greatest in the world. You even saw it when she was in WWE. The AEW backstage stuff, I'm sorry, I'm not into that either. It's just, to me, it doesn't go anywhere, and it's just a waste of camera time.
But let's just talk about the fact that he was saying that we don't even know if she's a heel or a face. She's
I don't know.
Don't have a clue.
Every time we see her, it's like, what are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
Because you come out, you dance. That's what she's doing. She was a heel in WWE, and then yeah. I guess she stopped doing that when she turned face, but like now you're doing it here in AEW.
But not only that, though, she's going up against Willow, who's a baby face. She just won that championship, and you really mean to tell me you're going to take that away from her the following week?
Yeah, that's so bad. Like, she just wanted to tell you already and take it off her this early.
I mean, because seriously, I mean, let's call it right now. I mean, it's going to be Willow versus Sasha Banks at Double or Nothing next week. Mm-hmm. Or the following week. I mean, seriously, it's like, you really think Sasha's going to lose her first match?
No way. I would put my whole money, all the money I have, on that match that Mercedes is going to walk out TBS champion. Just because I know how her fucking ego is.
Yeah.
She's not going to lose this, all this hype. There's no way this woman's going to lose her first match.
No.
Not going to happen. And then she's going to take over TBS and be the CEO of TBS. And it's just, oh, God. Here's the thing. When she does get this title, is she only going to wrestle in pay-per-views now?
Exactly.
Is she not even going to be on TV every week?
Yep.
That's where the problem is going to be.
And she's saying that AEW is such a great place. How do you know it's a great place when we haven't even had a match?
Yeah.
Nope. True that.
Not one single damn match since she's been there. She's been cutting these god-awful promos. You cannot tell me, oh, my God, Sasha Banks is great. No, she's not. No, she is not. Eric Bischoff was being kind to even saying about her wrestling skills. I'm going to tell you straight up, I hate it. I hate it because she's all about herself. I've been saying that shit for years.
You have. I've tried defending it. It doesn't work.
No.
I've tried. If you listen to past episodes, I've said, I've
wanted to. Cleveland went into the book for her.
I did.
That's right.
I defended her ass for years. And you know what? I was probably drunk during those years. Now I look at it, and it's like, there's no defending it.
No.
There's just none. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
You can't because... You can't tell me that her promos are so good that it's making people excited to see her. You know what I'm saying? You just can't. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there, but I also wanted, being that we're on AEW, this is a quote from Tony Khan.
Oh, yeah,
he quoted, "Our biggest strength is the quality of our athletes and the charisma of our biggest stars. Some of the biggest names in wrestling are in AEW. And there is a reason why big free agents wants to come to AEW. This is where the best wrestle." Come on, bro.
What? Go snort some more coke, dude. Because that's the only way people are going to think that that's... Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Jesus, man. Seriously?
No. It's like, yes, you've signed Okada. Yes, you've signed Will Ospreay. Yes, you signed Mercedes Moné. Whoop-de-fucking-do. I mean, seriously.
But
if
you
would
have
signed Seth Rollins when he was a free agent, that would have never fucking happened. But if you did that, then you'd be talking a little bit more.
He's overpaying these people. You seriously going to tell me Sasha Banks is worth $10 million?
Not a chance. No. I don't even... What do you pay Okada and Ospreay?
I think Okada, I want to say somewhere in the 5 to 6 million.
Jesus.
I could be wrong. Elio, if you want to look it up, if you can find it.
That's not bad for Okada, but that's still a lot of fucking money.
It's still a lot of money.
And you can't blame the three that I just mentioned for going where the money is.
No.
Because as a pro wrestler, you're going to want that money.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But at the same time, is the work environment good enough, you know, for you to stay? Because obviously it wasn't for CM Punk.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure he was getting paid. You know?
For sure. He had his own fucking show. He had Collision. He do whatever the fuck he wants. And he still wanted out.
Yep.
So, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. So, Cody Rhodes, the guy that started AEW.
So, I'm not sure if this is for real, but from Yahoo.com saying, according to Tokyo Sports, Kazuchika Okada signed a 3-year deal with AEW for about 2 billion yen, which equates to about $13.5 million.
Holy shit!
For the 3 years?
Yeah.
It's not per year. It's just for the 3 years.
No, it's just a 3-year deal. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So
if you break that down, it's about, $4 million a year?
Yeah.
$4 million.
Because that's what it says here. Because another website right below that one said, sharing about more than $4 million a year for someone like Okada.
Damn.
Okay. That's still a lot of fucking money, though.
It is. It's like, dude, you better be fucking the game. And here's the thing that drives me nuts. They don't do house shows.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry to say,
when WWE does house shows, those wrestlers get paid extra.
Oh yeah,
you know, from the sales and merchandise and all this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys don't. I mean, no wonder they go out and do indie fucking shows.
Because this guy focuses more on pay-per-views than television.
Yeah.
You got to think about your television as well. How do you think you get viewers to tune into your pay-per-views? By tuning into your show every week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But not only that, I mean, dude, you want AEW to compete with WWE, but yet you don't do a house show? You know what I'm saying?
True that. Right.
And you know what? That could be the biggest reason why AEW is in the state that it's in now. And I'm going to tell you why. When WWE does these house shows, they do these house shows because these guys need to work on their matches for either a Raw, SmackDown, or a pay-per-view. That's why they do these house shows. So, obviously, you know, it's not televised. And so we're not going to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, they did that on a house show or whatever, unless you were actually there.
Right.
And then you would know. But Jesus, man, that we figured it out.
We did.
Son of a bitch. But now here's more AEW shit. Finally, I found the video of Kevin Nash ripping apart. Did I play this? I did.
Which one?
Did I play this last week?
About the championships?
No. Okay. He's talking about Hook. That whole segment. Okay. I did play it, Clay?
No, I've heard it. I've heard it.
Have you heard it, Elio?
No.
Okay. Yeah. He makes so much sense because it's the same shit that we were saying.
It is.
So he was talking about basically the segment with Hook and Jericho and Taz when Jericho pushed Taz and all this other shit. And he has his choice words about Hooks.
Yeah, I think I did hear this one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. For the rest of the people that hasn't, take a listen.
Tell me last night if you watched the Chris Jericho, Taz, Hook angle. I don't care how many layers of clothes you put on. Chris had fucking beat that kid's ass in 20 seconds. Why would you even touch Taz? You touched my dad, shit was on. Well, I was 8, but that's bigger than fucking Hook, that's for sure. I don't know if he had like fucking big league chew he was putting in his mouth. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I don't get at all what his fucking gig is. He's not going to draw a fucking dime, ever. Unless maybe he has a battle with a transgender female in Oklahoma. And I don't understand why Chris is going along with it. Chris has got to have an exit strategy. He's got to be booking his own shit, and he knows where he's going with.
So the bucket. Absolutely.
Sorry about that, but absolutely.
He's 100% right, too.
Exactly. We've
been saying it for months.
And again, I'm going to say it straight up. You know, you AEW fanboys, I'm pretty sure y'all are all fucking bashing us and all this other shit. And that's fine. Go ahead. But you cannot sit there or drive there or whatever you're doing while you're listening to this show and really say that we're bashing AEW. It's not just us.
No, you know, it's not.
Say what you will about Kevin Nash, but you can't tell me he's wrong.
They are doing it to themselves.
Same thing with Eric Bischoff. You cannot tell me that he's wrong.
No.
See, but it doesn't matter because even if you try to tell them that even these guys like Eric Bischoff and Kevin Nash are saying the same thing, they don't listen. They don't care.
No.
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 And it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous.
It is.
You know?
It is. Especially if you're going to, like Kevin said, and we have said, you can put anything on Hook right now. And I'm sorry, he's $125 soaking wet. It's just, he's not there. He's not big. He's not a badass.
No.
He's a lacrosse player. And no offense to lacrosse players.
No.
But come on. I mean, seriously, you're going to pretend that this guy can go against Chris Jericho. I don't care how old Chris is.
Yeah.
No way.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, and it's just, I play these clips of these Hall of Famers because basically every clip I have played that voiced their opinions about AEW, they were all Hall of Famers. Come on.
Right?
Seriously? And I've been in the business for 20 years myself. You cannot tell me that we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Come on, man. Get with the sure that. Program. You know, like, and I know. Well, go ahead, Elio.
I just got the new PWI or Leo. Issue. I got the new PWI issue. Book isn't even in the ratings, in the AEW ratings.
Really?
And that says a lot. It really does. Damn. This badass didn't make the ratings for PWI, and they are some fucked up people, too.
And you know what? I challenge you to contest Elio. Go ahead. I dare you. Because we're going to be going live soon. I mean, we're going to be on Facebook first, because the laptop that I have, it's a MacBook, so they don't have a TikTok app. So we're not going to be on there just yet, but we will be on Facebook soon. And we're going to have a phone line, so that way you guys can call in, and because you have to explain yourself, because I really need to know this. And I'm telling you right now, the one question that I will throw out there to you is, who do you think is going to win between Dominic and Hook? And then if you pick Hook, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm just telling you that right now, okay?
Yep.
All right. So enough about AEW. Let's go into Backlash. But before we get into Backlash, another QR code popped up. Now, this was interesting. I didn't catch it in time, so I had to look online so I can find out what the fuck it was. So I got to give credit to Irish Neep, N-E-E-P. He's the one that you'll hear in the middle of this. He tried not to talk because he was trying to let people hear the QR code. And basically, it was a phone number. He deciphered it as a phone number, and there was a message on there. So when I play this, I want you guys to, and I know what y'all going to say anyway, but I want you guys to say, who do you think it is? Okay, so take a listen to the newest QR code.
You think you're so close to finding him, but you don't even know what you're looking for. He's not what you think. He just wants to help. That's all he's ever wanted. He opens up his arms and makes you feel like you matter. Like you belong. He doesn't change you. He reminds you. He wants to know, why did you forget about them? He says he opened the door, and the time of secrets has come to an end.
We know the story of the shepherd and the lost sheep. The shepherd left 99 others to search for the one sheep that had gone missing. He rejoiced when he found it. But what happened when my precious sheep went missing? None of you cared. Their families didn't care. Their friends didn't care. You let the darkness take them. Left them shackled in hell all alone. But I set them free. They are my family now. And we will do anything to protect our family. I can't wait for you to see what they've become. It's beautiful.
What do you guys think?
What?
I didn't understand hardly half that.
Yeah, that second part, man, when you actually call the number once you decipher the numbers and stuff. First of all, the very first part of it, though, who do you think that was?
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I said the same shit. Mm-hmm. I said the same thing. Elio, who do you thought it was?
Yeah, I'm going with that. I think it's going to be Alexa. However, I'm going to throw another name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nikki Cross.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that too. First part, that's definitely Alexa Bliss. The second part, I think that was Nikki Cross.
Because when Nikki Cross was doing her psychotic gimmick again a while back, yeah, she was like in the corner by herself,
yes,
like with her back to the screen.
Yeah. In a daze, yeah. Even at the match, she ain't do shit. She was just like she was possessed. And yep. Didn't Alexa Bliss do that before?
She did.
Yep.
She did. Yep. But when, when The Fiend was doing his thing, and yep, Alexa and Nikki were tag partners at one point.
That's right.
The tag team champs.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. We're getting closer, I have a feeling, though.
Yes.
I really do. I really
expected something at Backlash, to be honest with you.
Oh, I did too.
Right.
I did too, because it was France. They did the whole Statue of Liberty thing that was a gift from France. So it could be because of the Statue of Liberty being she had a crown on. Maybe it's going to be at Saudi Arabia for the queen and queen and king of the ring, or king and queen of the ring. I hope they don't. We discussed this before.
Do you hear about that? I was reading about this. They're talking about bringing another event, another
WrestleMania. Like,
Royal Rumble.
Or the Royal Rumble, yeah.
Don't do that.
Why?
Please don't do that.
And again, I don't want people that listen that are way out there, and I know they do, that we have. It's just for that. That's our thing, man.
It is.
That's all I can say. That's our thing.
Yeah.
I know y'all love wrestling, but that's our thing, man. You know, that was always our thing. You get, because honestly, you really haven't heard us complain when there are pay-per-views out there. Queen and King of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have not bitched about it. Okay? Nope. Y'all did. They did it last year. We didn't bitch about it.
Nope.
Okay? But WrestleMania and the Royal Rumble, that's our thing.
Yes.
That's for us. Damn it. All right. So now I have to play another clip before we get into Backlash, because it's kind of related to Backlash. The very first match, the Bloodline versus versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. And in a minute, Clay will go over what happened during that match. But there was an interview with Jacob Fatu, how he feels about the Bloodline. So take a listen to this.
How are your feelings towards, you know, that whole Bloodline storyline that they have going on right now?
Man, it's just, I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it. Nah, but I mean, as a family member, I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm entertained. It's like, I mean, we got to remember, bro, this hasn't just been going on for a seven month run. We're talking about 3 years, who's, you know, and I get emotional, you know, like when we talk about it. Sorry, man, because like this is how real it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, bro, my family is, hey, it's not just been this, who's like, it's been this way forever. And dog, when we talk about this shit right here, you know what I'm saying, up high, yeah, bro, it's that part, you know. So when I see it, I feel it. Because they feel it. And if they don't feel it, the fans don't feel it. Come on, bro. 8 weeks in a row, over 2 million. The numbers don't lie. You know? So, sorry, man, if I get emotional, choked up about it. It's because, bro, like, I feel what they doing. And I love it. And I fucking love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, bro.
But overall, though, man, like, Big Dog, Roman, Solo, Usos, you know, man, like, I've grown up watching these guys, man. You know? And like I said before, it was like, you know, I was locked down in that thing and, you know what I'm saying, seen them on TV. And, bro, it's longevity, use, you know. So you asked me about the Bloodline, how I feel. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it seems like he's excited.
He's very excited.
But
you can't blame him. I mean,
no,
this is
hell no. Hell like, no.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I've been hearing, and I'm sure you guys seen it, that they are hesitant in bringing in Jacob Fatu, because they think he's going to outshine Solo Sikoa.
I was about to say, that should be a post.
Yes.
It should be. Yes. So let's do it. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I mean, if we want to go ahead, should we go ahead and talk about it?
Yeah, let's get right into it. That's the segue.
All right, here we go. Backlash, guys. All right. This first match of the show, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. This was a street fight. And guess what? This should have been from the start. This shouldn't have been, you know, coming into the show, whatever, regular fight, and then a street fight. No, this just should have been promoted as a street fight, because these two teams despise each other. And they beat the shit out of each other in France. Guys, the French did awesome throughout the whole show, I want to say.
Now, here's the thing, though. A lot of people complained about that.
Why?
Because they said they went too far. Like, they went over the top.
With the noise level.
I'm dead serious. They said that.
Well, with the noise level?
Yeah.
No.
They're at a show. What do you expect?
Let me tell you something.
I read something where a fan was suing WWE over the pyrotechnics because he lost loss of hearing. What?
Then don't go to the show.
All right.
You know that's going to happen if you watched wrestling. I'm sorry.
God.
You know the pyros are going to happen, and then you're suing. Motherfucker. Don't even go to the show then. That shit pisses me off.
Let me tell you something. As a former wrestler, I would love to hear a crowd like France.
Yes. I mean, not even a wrestler, but I mean, seriously, you would love to be in front of that.
Right.
Hype the whole time. You know how many shows I've been to where there's like me and a couple others screaming the whole time and the rest of them are just sitting there in silence? That's no fun. Come on.
That's like the worst. That is the worst.
It is.
I was starting like to someone that I was silent throughout the whole show. We were at a SmackDown, I believe, and he was silent throughout the whole show.
Jeez.
Who was?
And my cousin used to get tickets. We used to go to the live to the house shows.
Yeah.
And this was a SmackDown. I'm sitting there like I'm like having fun. I'm like getting into this. He's sitting there all quiet.
Damn. What? That's a shame. But yes, going back to the match, Bloodline got the win with help of Tonga Loa, formerly known as Camacho.
Yep.
I haven't seen him in God knows how long, so that was interesting. Go ahead.
I saw a meme. I was going to share it to the group, but I couldn't find it after. But it said, in 2006, God was scheduled to have a match at Backlash.
Oh, really?
14 years later, God debuts in the WWE.
Yeah.
That's
right. That's right.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Now, I just got to cut you off for a second because I just got this notification. And they're talking about the whole QR code that was on Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
So someone found, and you know what? I'm sorry. I'm calling myself a genius because I called this shit, I think, 2 weeks ago. So it was the Twitter that popped up that said, or X now they call it, but I'm calling it Twitter. When I say Twitter people, you know I mean X. They said, like the Backlash QR code, we got these Roman numerals, V-XXV, which are 5-25, the date of King and Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia, and it's also the birthday of Taylor Rotunda, Bo Dallas. Didn't I say that a couple weeks ago?
Wait, Taylor or Bray?
Both.
Taylor.
So that's, I don't know if y'all can see it. They're talking about that QR code. They got it circled of those Roman numerals. So, but the thing of it is, when that popped up, they did it quick. It was fast. So somebody got smart and saw that. But sorry to say, I kind of called it a couple weeks ago.
He did. Go back and listen.
Yeah.
But yes, this was a good opening match. Like I said, Bloodline gets the win. Tonga Loa joining the Bloodline with this. I mean, it's only getting better from here.
Yeah.
It's where I see it. So
let me tell you something. That match had me so pumped up. What a fucking way to start that. But what I loved the most is that when everybody came down, okay, try to break it up. And then Nick Aldis came out. He was like, you know what? Y'all want to keep fighting like this? It's now a street fight. When that happened, number one, I knew somebody was going to debut, whether it was Jacob Fatu or somebody else that was going to side with KO and Randy Orton. But more so, I thought more of the Bloodline. And it happened, but it wasn't Jacob Fatu.
Which surprised me because I was think everybody was expecting Jacob Fatu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I mean.
But then after hearing about, you know, that they're afraid that because of Jacob Fatu himself, he's a big dude. I want to say, and Elio, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say that he's bigger than Solo, or they might be same size. I don't know.
He might be a tad bit bigger.
I can look that up.
Okay. But my thing is, I'm not taking nothing away from Solo. You look at him in a dark alley, you're going to go the other fucking way. But in my opinion, if you see Jacob Fatu in a dark alleyway, you just might as well off yourself. You just might as well, because you're not going to get away.
No.
Okay?
No.
If you've never seen Jacob Fatu's matches, I implore you, to go look, especially, well, not especially, but I think he's wrestled in GCW. He's wrestled in MLW. Look at those matches, man. He's fucking nuts.
So Solo is 5'11", and Jacob Fatu is 6'2".
God dang, is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jacob Fatu is a big boy.
So he just really imagine, though, Jacob Fatu standing next to Solo. He's not going to tower him. It's not really by a few inches. Yeah. But it's still, he's still intimidating the way he looks. But then now, you know, we can't disregard Tangaloa. You know, I'm sorry, he's intimidating too.
Yeah.
You know, Gorillas of Destiny. If y'all don't know about that, look that shit up. Those guys are crazy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But this match in itself, whew, man, yes, it was such a great. And I think that's what got the crowd hyped up, though, man. So
for sure, best way to start it.
Hell yeah,
really was. Do you got any more on this, Elio?
No, I'm good. I thought this was a great match, start to finish.
Yeah,
awesome. Next match we had for the WWE Women's Championship, Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi versus Bayley. This was another great match, guys.
Yeah.
It was off the hook. These three did great chemistry-wise. Tiffany Stratton, I'm telling you guys, this woman's going to be top of the tier here in the next couple years.
Wait, that's Alabama Slam she delivered to Bayley and Naomi on the outstable?
Yeah.
I was like, ouch. Yes. When she did that, I'm like, ouch.
Yeah.
I was like,
I never would expect that she would be this hype right now.
Yeah.
I was like, to see, like,
me neither.
I'm like, did they hit their, did Naomi or Bayley hit her head? Like, when they went down?
That's what I was
looking at. Because, like, the way she delivered it was.
I think it was Naomi.
That's what I thought.
But I could be wrong.
Well.
Yeah. But these three did awesome in this.
Yeah, they did.
Bayley retains here. The crowd was even hyped with Bayley, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you? It was.
Oh, they loved Bayley there, singing and all that. You know, and people, please just understand, man. They're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not taking away nothing from the match. I didn't feel that way, you know. But if you was there, you'd be doing the same exact shit. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because I'll tell you, I've attended many WWE shows. And even though I know the business, I know the ins and outs. I know every fucking possible thing. But when I'm there, I have a good time. I curse them out. I yell at them. I know what the fuck is. I know what's going on. But I do it because I want to have a good time. As well as watch the match. So leave France alone.
Exactly. It's one of the best crowds I've ever seen.
Yep.
For real. It was. Next match for the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. Again, guys, the crowd.
I got a phone call.
Okay.
Who is it?
We're not taking calls right now. We're not live yet.
Thank you. You guys are early. Fuck.
Yes. Yes.
Save your questions for when we go live, fucker.
There you go. Gosh dang, you're impatient as hell. But there we go. This match between Jay and Damian was really good as well. Honestly, to me, it wasn't as good as the first two. I'll be quite honest with you. It was kind of one of those matches that it didn't really hype me that much as the other two did. So that's where I'm at with it.
The one part I liked was in Jay's entrance.
Yes. Yes. And that the whole crowd doing the hand thing, the yeet and all this other stuff, which
let me tell you,
got
something
that under control.
I had goosebumps watching that entrance and the crowd going nuts like that.
Yeah,
and you know what? I got to give props to him too, though, because he paid respect to Bray for that. I don't know if you guys saw that
with the
lights,
fireflies.
Yeah. So that was just cool in itself, just to see that. And everybody, awesome. You know what? I tip my hat off to France. Just don't treat me like shit when I go out there.
But yeah, this was good. Finn getting involved as well. You kind of expected that with Judgment Day. And then Damian does the South of Heaven off the top rope, which we have not seen yet from Damian Priest. So that was
That was cool too.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any more to add on this?
It was a good match. And I'm telling you right now, I know that Jay is going to eventually be in this whole bloodline thing once everything starts getting put together, because obviously what happened with Jimmy, he got beat up. Where else is he going to go? And then they teased a little bit when that question was asked to Jay about the shit that happened with his brother. And he got a little emotional. And then by saying, I wish he would have just listened to, you know, and came along with me. So, you know, there's going to be a reunion of sorts between them two. And I'm telling you right now, I said it a few weeks ago. It's going to be Bloodline versus Samoan Dynasty. I'm telling you, it's written right there. It's a civil war. These guys are going to go nuts. Now, though I am not against that, but after what I saw at Backlash with Jimmy and the crowd and this whole thing that he's doing, is it going to play out after a few years? Probably. But right now, the man is on a roll. They need to seriously not drop the ball on that. I mean, granted, yeah, Damian Priest just got that belt, but they got to do something with Jimmy right now. And I don't know if they are hyping him up because of the whole Bloodline Civil War thing. I don't know. I don't know, but they need to jump on this shit with Jimmy. It was a damn good match, and I was glued to it.
Very much so. Next match, the Kabuki Warriors versus Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair.
Oof.
Yikes. Guys, this was not that good. And I hate to say it because I'm trying and hoping that Jade in particular will go on for it, but still, I'm sorry, she's not ready.
No.
She really isn't. And I could tell why she's in a tag team with Bianca Belair. Because she's not. And Bianca will carry her. She carried her through this match. The Kabuki Warriors carried her through this match. Tried to make her look good. If you looked at it more, it's just the flaws into it. And there was a lot.
And, you know, for me, I did say I was going to look at it with a fine-tooth comb the minute Jade is in there wrestling, especially in a platform like this. And she was lost. There was a lot of spots. I even saw her, you know, saying something to either Asuka or Kairi Sane. And at another point during the match, she was even talking with Bianca, and Bianca was like trying to guide her in the match. Granted, the props that I do have to give her though is that final spot she did with Kairi Sane. That was impressive.
It was
very impressive. But there's a lot of times during that match where, man, and I've said this in AEW, I'm gonna say it now, she does not know how to take a punch. She doesn't know how to sell. She can do a lot of other things correct. And don't get me wrong. That woman is $1 million standing right in front of you. And she'll act like that. But, man, the every time she was getting hit, it just looked so bad. And I have to tip my hat off to Bianca, Asuka, and Kairi Sane because they were helping her throughout the whole thing. Now, I'm not going to defend Jade, but I can tell nerves were there. She wanted to make this perfect, not only just for the other ladies in that ring, but for herself to prove that, because I know she knows all the criticism she was getting when she was in AEW, because we criticized her too.
Yeah.
But I have to criticize you now, because she looked lost at certain points in that match, and she'll get there.
Oh, she will.
You know, I have faith that she'll get there. And I can tell after they had won, if you notice, like she was upset. She didn't look happy at all. I mean, she tried to smile, and you can tell when Bianca grabbed her. and was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then you see Bianca saying that to her.
Right.
Because Jade kind of shook her head a little bit like, damn, I fucked up. And then Bianca was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And raised her hand. Look at towards the end. You can see Bianca saying that to her, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to tip my hat off to her, to Jade, for at least knowing that WWE, especially the women's, is a different level than it is with the AEW women's division there. And I'm not saying that out of disrespect, because there is a few good talents. Like Willow, I love that woman to death. If she came to freaking WWE, she would kill it. She would kill it. Yeah. I would love to see a match between Willow and Piper Nevin, or Willow and Nia Jax. You know, Willow's a big girl. So put her in with big girls, man. She has a great character, great charisma. Her wrestling is great. But, you know, with Jade, man, this was a miss for her. So, and I hate to say it that way, but it's true.
But I do have faith, like you've said, that Jade will work it out and get better, because she is in a system now that just for sakes works with them. Not saying that AEW doesn't. I'm just saying they know what they're doing with Jade. They really do. They've had people come in years and years of, you know, not being in the business one bit, and then all of a sudden they turn into $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, I have faith in her doing this. It's just her first match on a pay-per-view besides the Royal Rumble, if you want to count that, you know, and you could tell, like Tony said, you could tell the nerves were there and everything else. She just struggled, and I hated to be like that. I wanted her to succeed, I still think she will, but this match just wasn't it. New tag champs with Jade and Bianca. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah.
And hopefully she gets more stuff. And, you know,
yeah.
So
we'll see.
Let's hope for the best.
As long as she keeps training, she'll be all right.
That's right. And finally, the last match of the show, AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship. This was another good match to end the show. WWE mentioning that they're Bullet Club leaders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys hear that? Yeah. Like, whoa, they mentioned the Bullet Club on WWE TV. That's crazy. Right. But this match was solid. Cody got the win here. I mean, basically what I put in my notes, everything you would expect, an AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes match happened. These guys were intact. Great performance. Great wrestling. Just if you picture that. Two Georgia boys, as they would say.
Yeah.
Like this was solid.
And AJ got a good response from the fans from France.
So
that was cool. That was cool to see. Now, was this a great main event match? I'm going to go with no. But it was still good enough that I was invested. You know, it's AJ Styles and Cody Rhodes. You know, how could you not be? You know,
right?
But it wasn't like something I can say that it was my all-time favorite, you know? But it was still good. It was still good.
Cody's first defense. Cody retains here. And
Elio, what'd you think of it?
All I got.
No, this was a good match. I really enjoyed this. And the crowd was into AJ, the reaction there. And they were loud from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Match. They were all into this one.
So they were hyped.
Good match.
Very good, yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yep. That is it for Backlash. Will you guys get an overall grade?
Elio, you want to go? You got one?
I'm going to go with a B+.
Okay. I'll give it a B, be honest with you.
Oh, man. No, you know what? I agree with Elio. I give it a B+.
Okay.
A B+. Almost an A-. Almost.
Okay.
Almost. I think if they had two more matches, I think it would be up there with an A-. But, I agree with Elio, a B+ for sure.
Here's my thing, though. It's like the last three matches to me were, well, technically, if you want to say it, four, it'd be predictable on what was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
Speaking of predictable, I was going to say, go ahead and read that shit out.
Hey, let me grab the numbers here. So, Clay is in first with 41-11. I'm in second, 40-12, and Tony has 37-15.
God damn it. But I did good in Backlash, right?
I mean, we all did good.
I think we all did good. See, that's what I'm saying.
That's predictable.
Like, it was a good show, don't get me wrong, but 4 out of 5 matches, you knew what the fuck was going to happen. Come on, that's where I'm at with it.
But you know what? At Double or Nothing, I guarantee.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to fuck up.
Hell yeah!
Who
knows
where
the fuck this is going?
I mean, I was looking up that card. They already have all the matches set up.
Seriously, how many?
I'm just gonna pull this up here. Double or Nothing.
Oh, okay. While Elio's looking for that, we're gonna do. Well, actually, no. It's time to take a pause, so we can do the Queen of the Ring tournament bracket and see if we get it right.
Yeah, so far there's 5 matches so far.
Oh, okay, that's nothing.
Oh, well, they still got like 3. They got what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll add like 10 more. So that's
they'll be 10 more.
That'll be 15 matches.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wouldn't doubt it, man. But no, we'll do the Queen of the Ring tournament bracket. We'll do that after the break, and then we'll get into this week in wrestling. I mean, you know, because for me, there was only not even SmackDown. SmackDown wasn't shit. Raw was pretty decent. NXT was and we can probably talk more on AEW. Actually, no, we can't, because that match between Edge and Brody Lee, Brody King. That one was really good. So we can talk about that too. So it won't be that much in This Week in Wrestling. So we can do the Queen of the Ring bracket. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. And when we come back, we got the Queen of the Ring bracket tournament and This Week in Wrestling.
What's up, wrestling fans? It is yours truly, Ruby Soho, and you're listening to Wrestling POV Podcast with the man, Tony Diaz.
Hi, I'm WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, also known as the Queen, and listen to Wrestling POV Podcast and always do it with Flair.
This is the hardcore legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to the Wrestling POV Podcast.
And we're back, and you can catch Wrestling POV every Saturday on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Amazon Music. And now, Tony, it's time to get This Week in Wrestling.
All right. Do you guys want to do Queen the Ring bracket first?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it up. All right, Elio, what you got on your bracket? It's the same one that WWE's doing, right?
Yes. Okay. So I already have like all the matches that we did see on Raw. I already have them here. So
okay,
but the first one on here is Shayna Baszler and Zelina Vega.
Oh, Shayna's winning that one.
Shayna, 110%.
Shayna.
Okay, so that's Shayna advances.
There you go.
Then we had Io Sky versus Natalya.
Yeah, well, oh, Io won that.
Yeah, which we had Dakota Kai versus Lyra Valkyrie, which Lyra moved.
Lyra, yeah,
yeah.
And Ivy Nile versus Zoe Stark before Zoe moved on.
Yep.
Right.
So a second round with the Shayna Baszler and Zoe and Io Sky.
I have to go. No, go ahead. Because I went first last time.
Oh, that's good. I'm going Shayna.
Really?
Baszler.
Elio.
Yes.
I go with Io.
Yeah, I agree with Elio. I'm gonna go with Io.
All right.
So
I just feel like Shayna needs a push once in a while.
I do too.
And this would be one of the perfect time to do it.
But she's already called.
She's been there forever.
But think about it. She calls herself Queen of Spades some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Okay, next one we have Lyra Valkyrie and Zoe Stark.
Go ahead. You go, Elio.
Yeah. I'm going with Lyra Valkyrie.
I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go with Valkyria too.
I'm right there with you guys. I'm going with Lyra.
All right. Well, she advances.
So we said Io over Shayna, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So we have in the finals, it's Io Sky and Lyra Valkyria.
That'd be an interesting match too.
That's gonna be interesting.
That one hurts me because I like them both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be a hypocrite if I don't go for Io, so I'm gonna go for Io.
Here's my thing also with the King of the Ring / Queen of the Ring. Most of the time, I feel like with this, success would be a heel, in my opinion. So if I had to go with that, I'd have to say Io Sky.
Nope, there you go, the winner. Who'd you would have went with, Elio?
I like Lyra, but I can see like Clay's point. This would be more suited for a heel. I'd go EO as well.
Yeah, because if you think about it, last year it was Zelina Vega. She was a babyface.
Sure.
So for EO, but the thing of it is, I don't know how she would. I don't know. Well, I guess we have to wait and see, because I don't even see Valkyria, you know, taking that gimmick on. You know, they don't have to wear that damn crown and cape. The only time that ever worked that was with Booker T. You know,
yeah. True. The rest of them,
when they had Xavier Woods wearing the crown,
that was ridiculous.
The crown was stupid in his head.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, man.
Yeah,
deeper.
Yep.
All right, so there's the quick bracket of the Queen of the Ring. Now, let's get right into This Week in Wrestling. Guys, I mean, what stood out for you? I'll throw it on to you guys first.
Well, honestly, with SmackDown, to me, not much. Just basically preparing for Backlash, in my opinion.
You could tell they were playing it safe.
They were.
Yeah.
So, I get it, but to me, it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I'll be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Raw was pretty good, though. A lot of King and Queen of the Ring qualifying matches, which I liked. CM Punk had a good promo.
Did enjoy that. he did what?
Took the shot at, what'd he say? Something
Jack Perry's like,
I
may choke, but not the way you're thinking, Pat, or something.
Or something like Pat. I'm like, damn, you had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But what about that match, though, with Ricochet and Dragunov?
Yeah, that was the one that stood out to me.
Let me tell you something. That should have been on a fucking pay-per-view.
Yes. That one and Gunther and Sheamus stood out for me on Raw.
Very much so.
Yeah, and that one too.
Yes.
And all the fat jokes that Sheamus has been getting lately, y'all need to apologize. He's starting to bulk back up. And then let me tell you something. It happens to the best of us, man. So, you know, for people to come out and say that shit about him, is it a joke? Okay, yeah, funny, but, I mean, come on, man. He's a professional. Let me tell you something. Sheamus is a professional. He'll get back to where he needs. He was injured, for Christ's sake.
And he honestly hit. And I've looked into it. With his neck injury, he needed to gain fat to be able to have that surgery on his neck. And then when people are saying that, it's like, bro, he probably didn't do much at all with a neck surgery. So it's like, what do you expect from the man? But now, like 3 weeks to a month later, he's already starting to get jacked again. So there you go.
There you go.
Those two matches definitely stood out. And if we want to talk about who should win King of the Ring here, guys, Gunther would be perfect to win this.
You think so?
I do.
Elio, you agree with that?
I don't know. Like, you know, I would pull for an upset. I would go with Ricochet.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
wait. I wouldn't be upset with that.
Wait, how could Ricochet lost?
He lost, so you know what? I go with Dragunov.
I was going to say Dragunov.
I wouldn't be upset with that either. Yeah. Have the finals be Gunther and Ilya Dragunov?
You know, damn. You know, no.
Shut up and take my money.
No, wait a minute. I got to say this, and this is just me being stupid. Every time I hear his name, I keep wanting to say Jackunov. I don't know why.
Well, it's true.
That was it.
It's true. Yeah. But yeah, that's all that stood out for Raw. NXT, not that much. I do want to talk about the horrible segment that was with Metaphor and Trick Williams.
Go ahead, go for it.
Flat out, what the fuck, Shawn Michaels? If you're booking this shit, what are you doing? This is terrible. You have, first of all, fucking Noam Dar. No offense to him, but I cannot stand the way he fucking talks.
I can't do it.
Anytime that he's on a mic, it's like, oh, God, I just want to turn that off, like mute it. But then you have Trick come out and fucking poking with Lash and Lash poking with it. You clearly understand that they're in a relationship. So now let's put it in the ring. It's like, no, it doesn't fucking work. And then Trick is champion. Your first matchup is Noam Dar, of all people in NXT.
This whole segment was flat out garbage.
They're gonna do that in Battleground. I bet you can. They're gonna do that in Battleground. That's gonna be terrible.
Oh yeah,
it will be. It will be. And Noem honestly is gonna carry Trick. I can already call it now. It's just, it was just bad. NXT was all right for the most part, but it wasn't anything else to go home with. So there you go. Yeah. And AEW about the same. I'll be quite honest with you. There wasn't really anything that stood out to me other than the Adam Copeland versus Brody King match at the end.
That was a good match, man.
It was. It was. And that, honestly, to me, that was it.
But then you got Chris Jericho and Big Bill against two jobbers.
I mean, what the fuck was that? And I can't stand this. The For the World and Chris Jericho, the learning tree. And hey, guys, hi.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to you?
Like, let me tell you something. There better be an end game to this, like, real quick, because I'm getting tired of it. I really am.
And this whole ridiculous best friend thing, which ran.
Oh my god! Don't get me started with that.
Where does Don Callis fit in with this story?
I'm glad you brought that motherfucker up, Elio. Freaking, you have Taz away because he had surgery. I'm sure that he had surgery and was going to be out for a while. So you put the motherfucker on commentary, Don Callis. I'd rather listen to Taz. And Tony, do not hit me. But God, honestly, that's true. I'd rather hear Taz on commentary than Don Callis. Plain and simple.
I don't even know what to say. Between the both of them on commentary, I can't stand.
No. That should be a poll.
There you go. Let's do it up.
There you go.
There's another one for you.
Where does he fit in with Orange Cassidy? Kev protected Orange Cassidy from going after Trent or whatever.
Now, wait a minute. Speaking of Orange Cassidy, how in the hell did he get pile-drived and then just gets up and basically no-sells it?
Oh, I saw that. No-selling.
Yep.
That was
what the fuck?
That was terrible on his end. He's super Orange Cassidy. He starts the show and he's Superman. And he takes off everything.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's bad. And if I was Trent, I still would have knocked the fuck out of him, even in backstage, because that's just not cool in general.
No.
I don't care how you're booked either. You don't do that.
No.
It's like not even. I'm sure, like we've said in the past, too, Orange Cassidy is booking his matches too because Tony Khan is loving him to death. You know, starts a show every week. We've said it numerous times. It's just that's how it happens. It's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, I'm becoming less of a fan of Orange Cassidy.
Let me tell you something. I liked it at first. I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But it was like repetitive. It was too many times. And why should I fuck it? No. No. Bad. But really bad. Now, it's funny because I'm looking at this another tweet, and it says, Will Ospreay has had more 5-star matches in 1 month than CM Punk, John Cena, Kurt Angle have combined in their entire career. So then Kevin Nash responds to that and he says, how's his merchandise sales? But then of course Will Ospreay responds to Kevin Nash and he says, did you tear your quads writing this tweet? Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yay. Right?
Good job, Will.
Yeah, I mean, the thing of it is, what's sad is that the guy is talented, he's still young, but I think his ego is going to get the best of him because of the simple fact that he's listening to other people within AEW instead of thinking for himself and say, you know what, The mainstream is where I belong. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to sound like a WWE fanboy, but he needs to say to himself that the mainstream is where he belongs, and it's WWE. WWE can make this guy a mega star, but he chose to go to AEW, number one, because I'm pretty sure the Young Bucks has something to do with it. I'm pretty sure Kenny Omega and probably a couple other people, which is, hey, that's fine. And, of course, Tony Khan overpaying people, okay? Uh-huh. Like, what's he making anyways? Do we know?
Who, Ospreay?
Yeah.
Leo.
Leo, get it right.
Leo. Come on now.
And, but even still.
If I had to guess, 3 or 4 million. Same as Okada. I would guess. If he's making less than Okada, something's wrong there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is me personally.
I have to agree with that. I'm going to have to agree with that because, and those guys wrestled each other out in New Japan, right?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I got to look that up. I got to see their matches. But even still, I mean, that's neither here or there. But, for me, I just want to see it because I know Okada. Remember when they had the Cruiserweight Classics years ago? Years ago.
Yes.
And Okada was in that.
So it's not, even saying the actual number. It's saying it's like 7 figures over a 3+ year contract.
Hmm.
It's probably not. I don't think it's more than Okada, to be honest.
No.
I really don't.
I bet they're close, but I think Okada's making a little bit more.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Anything else you guys got for this week in wrestling, Elio? Anything that's on your mind that you want to say, fuck this shit?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Before we get out of this show and do the 5-second shuffle, I think it's time to revisit the book. Those that are new to that, basically what we do is we put the most ridiculous things that happen in the week of wrestling and we just do it for a good laugh. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. AEW time management. You know damn well that's going to stay.
It stays.
AEW's absurd commentary.
Stays.
Don Callis' Harry Potter scar.
Is it there?
Anymore?
I haven't really noticed it.
Me neither.
I'm just completely blocked out of my mind.
You know what? We'll keep an eye on it. If it's gone, then we'll take it off.
Okay.
It just hasn't been
as noticeable, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. I don't know.
You run out of marker?
Someone gift him a Sharpie?
Probably.
Exactly. Right?
Booker T's non-game intro.
That stays.
Hook's shit signal.
Stays.
Last but not least, fuck's wrong with Tony Khan's eyes?
Stays.
All right, that's it for the show. But make sure you guys tune in after the show because we have the 5-second shuffle championship, which Elio took back last week. And he's on vacation next week. And he's threatening to take the title away with him.
Yeah. I got a text from Wrestling QB present. he said, I'm being forced to relinquish the title tonight. I said, look, I'm here defending the title and within the 8-day schedule.
Ooh.
I know by the 7th day, if I fail to do so, the 8-day, I'm stripped. I'm here on the 7th day. Why am I being stripped of the title? Because I'm going to Mexico. I got a fiesta waiting for me down there.
Oh, fuck.
Okay?
The celebration of Leo.
WPOV present. If you don't like fun, just say it. You don't like fun. Okay.
Elio went full blown heel, man.
He did. He's back to a heel. He's got more heel turns and baby face turns than the Big Show.
Exactly. Holy
there
fuck.
There you go. 1 week.
Golly, and the next, man.
It's like, damn.
Jesus. So, those that are new to that, basically what I do is I just hit a random song off my playlist. I hit the shuffle button. I only play 5 seconds of it, and these guys got to guess who it is. And There's also the forbidden songs. If any of these songs comes up, they get a minus deduction from their score. These songs are Taz, Chris Benoit, Reba Giggle, Hook, Lash Legend, and Julian Hall. It's just how we ride off into the sunset until next week, where we will give you more content, I guess. Yeah, we'll go with that. With that being said, I am your host, Tony Diaz, along with the $50 man,
Clyde Cummings,
and Mr. Leo.
Leo, get off.
Love, peace, and wrestling. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
All right, Elio, you have champion's advantage, so you can either go first or pass it off to Clay.
I'll go first.
All right, here's your first one.
Jay Lethal.
It is Jay Lethal.
I was hoping you were going to say Macho Man.
I know, right? Right? All right, you are on the board at one, goes to Clay. Clay's got zero. He can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Wade Barrett?
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Mustafa Ali?
No, it is not. It's the OC.
Oh, no.
The OC. Yep. All right, goes right back to Elio. Elio has one. He can get two with this one. Here you go. The Butcher
and the Blade. The Butcher and the Blade.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
The Bunny?
No, it is not. It's the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny.
Oh, see, Elio and I should have just combined it all.
There you go.
And get what, a half a point each?
I mean, if you want to be technical. No, no, that's too much. That's too much fucking no.
Yeah.
No.
All right, nobody gets a point on that. It goes to Clay. Clay can get his first one with this one. Here you go. Oh, my God.
What did I do to deserve that? Been all last week.
Yeah. Jesus even Christ.
Tess even said he'd rather listen to you than Don Callis.
That, see?
You know, that's true.
I even made props that's and the true. Motherfucker still came at me.
Now watch I get an email from Taz. Anyway. All right, goes to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go. Wow. We haven't heard that one in a long time.
We haven't. Holy shit. I even talked about it on the show a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that drops Elio back down to zero. Goes to Clay. Clay's got minus one. He can get out the hole with this one. Here you go.
Luchasaurus?
It is Luchasaurus.
What the fuck is that?
And that was like a total guess, right?
Change. That was. I'm assuming it was a dinosaur because it just the.
You would the have to think that's thing. What it was.
Right? I don't
Jesus.
Know.
All right. It's all tied up at zero.
I never no, thought I knew like that, that one. I was oh,
yeah.
Every
yeah. Right. Full of shit. Yeah. All right. Goes to Elio. Elio's got zero. You can get his first one with this one. Here you go. You know it's the Mac Militant. Coming
to get it all. That is Teddy Long.
Teddy Long. That is holla, correct. Holla, holla, holla. Elio's got one again. Goes to Clay. Clay can get his first one with this one. Here you go.
Wesley.
It is Wesley.
Who made his return? I forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, NXT. Interesting. All right. So yeah. Clay's got his first one with that one. So it's all tied up at one. Goes to Elio. Elio can get two with this one. Here you go. You know you.
Oh.
Oh.
You can't take your eyes away
from me. That's terrible.
That is so bad.
That is terrible. They are coming out. We're only missing what? Two more?
I think so.
No, three.
Yeah. Three.
Chris Benoit, Reba Giggle.
You know what it is. You know what it is. And they heard that I'm going away tomorrow, so they're like, we're going to make your last day as miserable as possible.
Now, mind you, people, I'm only hitting the shuffle button, so I don't know what comes up.
Right.
Wow. That brings Elio back down to zero. Goes to Clay. Clay's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Oh.
Tommaso Ciampa.
No, it is not. Elio for the steal.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
Oh, motherfucker.
That was like his first one when he was in NXT.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. Elio's got his point back, and it goes to Elio. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Alpha Academy.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Chad Gable.
No, it is not. It's Nikki A.S.H.
Oh, darn.
You guys never get it. You guys, your response is the same what you always just said. What you just said just now.
Oh, I think I got it once.
Did you?
That was a while back, though. That was a while back, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all tied up at one. Goes to Clay. Clay can get two with this one. Here you go. Oh.
There it is now. Jeez. Wow.
Chris Benoit.
Yep.
Damn. Jesus.
That's bad. That brings
That brings Clay back down to zero. Goes to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
That is Jey Uso.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Jimmy Uso.
Jimmy Uso.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, I picked the wrong one. So what? All right. Clay gets his point back. Goes to Clay. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
We are the nation of domination.
Nation of Domination.
Nation of Domination, correct. You are on the board with two. Goes to Clay. Elio has one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Matt Hardy.
Yes, Matt Hardy. You are on the board with two. It's all tied up. Goes to Clay. Clay can get three with this one. Here you go.
Chavo Guerrero,
correct. You are on the board with three. Goes to Elio. He can get three with this one. Here you go. Oh!
Oh. Another frozen album.
Yeah. That's what's fucked up.
You're right.
Wow. That drops Leo back down to one.
Oh, shit.
It goes to Clay. Clay's got three. He can get four with this one. Here you go.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to
CM Punk.
Yes, CM Punk, you are on the board with four. Goes right back to Elio, who's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Is that Lana?
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Rosa Mendez.
No, it's not. It's Oksana.
Oh.
Remember her?
Yeah. came out with Cesaro.
You guys are full of shit.
She did.
No,
but she started with Goldust.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot about that shit. Right. Yeah, okay.
Yep. All right. Nobody gets a point on that. Goes to Clay, right? Or Elio?
Me.
Yeah, it goes to Clay. Clay's got three. No. Clay's got four. Wait. Yeah. Clay, what do you got? Four?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes, yes.
Do I have four?
Okay. Yeah. He can get five with this one. Here you go.
One and only.
Ricochet,
correct. You are on the board with five. Goes to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Maxine Dupree.
No, it is not. Clay for the steal.
Liv Morgan.
No, it is not. It's Sunny Kiss.
Oh, my God.
You guys never get it. All right. Damn. Nobody gets a point on that. Goes back to Clay. Clay's got five. Elio, you can get six with this one. Here you go.
One, two, three, and.
Fallon Henley.
It is Fallon Henley. Correct. You are on the board with six. It's on to Elio. Elio's got one. He can get two with this one. Here you go.
Mojo.
It is the Mojo.
Kind of scared me for a minute.
I know, right?
I'm like, oh.
That was, I was like, wait. Wait.
I was saying, I know you're going on vacation, but you don't have to drop it like that. Damn.
Oh, my God. All right, goes to Clay. Clay's got six. He can win it with this one. Here you go.
All hail the queen. Queen Zelina.
Jesus.
Queen Zelina.
Ain't that weird, though?
I mean, yeah.
Happens all the fucking time. No, but now, I mean, we discussed her as being queen.
Exactly.
And then her fucking... Wow. I'm just amazed.
That's just happens. If fans don't know, if you listen to past shows, this shit happens all the fucking time. We'll be talking about certain superstars, certain people, and then their song will pop up. It's fucking weird.
It
is. Tony does hit the shuffle button.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
I don't know what's coming up. I literally hit... If you guys have iPhones, when you go to your thing, there's a thing called play. Like, if you have a playlist, there's a thing right underneath it that says play or shuffle. That's all I hit is shuffle. And I don't know what comes up.
That's so I really don't. Weird. Yeah.
Wow. What's the score, by the way? Because y'all went back and forth a few times, didn't you?
Yeah, because Elio held it for like two months straight.
Yeah, Elio had an eight. Okay, well, when you come back from vacation, you can just let us know what the score is. But yeah, Elio held it for like 8 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm. But guess what, Leo? You ain't taking this title nowhere. You can go to Mexico.
Hear me well, young Clayton. I shall return within a week. And when I do, I will reclaim my championship.
Thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week. See ya.